We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning by the two dots, four lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Zok the Gemara. The Mishnah said, a Makdish is a Soda. Someone is Makdish the Soda. It's Makdish as Kula, even the bar, the gas, the Sadin, the Chorav, all these things are included. Why? Because the Rabbanon of the Mishnah holds, the Tanakhana Mishnah holds, that when you makdish something, you makdish ba'ayin yafa like a matana. Everything is included. And then Sir Rav Shimon says, no, a makdish is a sod, el hikdish el ha'chorav ha'murkev es ha'sad na'shikmah, but nothing else. Only those things. Because according to Rav Shimon, when you makdish something, you're at the same level really as a moicher, but for some reason, the chorav ha'murkev and sad na'shikmah are included. We haven't seen the Gemara why. So first the Gemara starts off with a memra of Rav Huna, and then we'll get back to Rav Shimon. Zog the Gemara, Om Rav Huna. Avigav the Amar Rabbanon, even though the Rabbanon hold that when you buy a koinish shnei lonis v'sev shachaver, it's a lacha that's the gay in the next parak moichas svinah that pebeis. We had a little bit in cheskabatim as well. The lacha is if someone buys two trees from his friend, harayz loy koina karka. He's not koina any karka. He's just koina those two trees. Now, what does it mean he's not koina karka? First of all, he's not koina the karka between the trees, under the trees, and also, if the tree dies, he can't replant it, because he only owns the trees, he doesn't own the karka under the trees. So that's if he buys two trees, and that's according to Rabban. Actually, if you're a spam, Rabbi Kiva argues. Rabbi Kiva holds that when I sell something to someone, it's ba'ayin yafa. So therefore, if I sell him two trees, I sell Shimon two trees, it comes with the karka, because I do ba'ayin yafa. But going according to Rabban, huh?
And one tree.
One tree of kuliyam, you don't get karka, and three trees of kuliyam, you do get karka. Three trees, you sell three trees, consider, like I saw, the two trees, machlekes, Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon.
No
ayin
yafa from one tree?
One tree is no ayin yafa. One tree is nothing. One tree is a tree. It's not nothing. Two trees ready, you sell with the karka. So now, even though the Rabbanon hold, hakoyin ashnei, lon ashev, shachaver, is loikon a karka, if you buy two trees from your friend, Shimon buys two trees from Reuven, he's not koyin a karka, but mocha karka, v'shay ashnei, lon ashev, it's the opposite case. Reuven sold the property to Shimon, and he left himself two trees. There he has karka. So if you're Rabbanon, it's a pashta halacha because it's always meicha b'ayin ra. So when I sell you a property and I leave myself two trees, obviously I'm leaving myself whatever I can get, I'm leaving myself two trees to be able to replant it. But the Gemara says that that wouldn't be a chiddush for Rav Huna. Rav Huna just told you that even though the halacha is when you buy two trees, you don't get the karka, but when you sell a karka, and you leave two trees for yourself, you get karka. So if you're a bottom, it's poshut, because you're always moichi b'ayin ra. So the Gemara held, v'afil Rabbi Kiva, the Rav Huna said, even for Rabbi Kiva, the Amma moichi b'ayin yafa moichi, it's not Rav Huna's words, it's the Gemara saying that it must be Rav Huna's even for Rabbi Kiva. V'afil Rabbi Kiva, the Amma moichi b'ayin yafa moichi, even if Rabbi Kiva says moichi b'ayin yafa moichi, and then here, you should consider when I sell you the karka, when I sell Shimon the karka, I mean everything, even under the trees I'm selling to you. So he says, that's Hani Mili Gai Bar Vados, Loikamach Shiara. It's only by Bar Vados that there, when I leave a Bar Vados myself, I'm not keeping a Derech myself, because there's no way you're going to throw me out. You can't throw me out. Aval Ilonois, the Kamach Shivara, when I keep two trees for myself, and I know trees are not good for Shimon's property that Shimon just bought. He doesn't really like trees. And if I don't keep myself the karka under it, then he's going to tell me, go fly a kite. In Isa Lo Shire, if I did not leave myself the karka under those trees, Lay Malay is going to tell me, Akari Lonach Shakal Vazil, take your trees after it dies and leave. Take your trees, don't replant the trees. So therefore, even if you're Rav Akiva, now the Gemara holds, if you're Rav Akiva, in Rav Huna's halacha, that even Rav Akiva will hold that I retain the karka for myself. Because if I'm retaining the trees for myself, It has to be a purpose in it. Just the trees for the Paris for the next 5 years, then it dies, it's over. That I'm not doing. It's not worth it for me. It's a non-sad, like the Tav Rashbam says, but non-sad, das kein ikiv es elonis la'atzmai. He's ma'akiv elonis for himself, so you can lo'ilam. Av lachs of lita acherim kaimon. Kederach so'ayu lo'ikarat of lo'ilam ad achshav. So therefore, he's leaving for himself, and it's possible kuliyama that we're going right now, that he's leaving karak for himself. Like the Rashbam speaks out, when a guy buys elonis, so there, it's possible I just bought the Ilanois just for the trees. But here, when I'm leaving trees for myself, I mean I want those trees for myself, for real. And therefore, it's an ansadi that is a shire, the karka as well. And even for Rabbi Kiva, it says, when I sell you something, I sell you the whole karka, everything, it does not include the karka under the trees that I'm retaining for myself. So that's how we're learning up the Halacha Rav Huna right now. The Rav Huna said a chiddush that when I leave Ilanois myself, even for Rabbi Kiva, the land under the lanais I also retained for myself. So Gemara is a kasha. It says in our Mishnah Tanan, Rav Shimon Aymer, Hamakdish is Hasoda, Lo Hikdish Alachorev Hamurkev, Vesadin Hashikma. Someone's Makdish a field. So he argues on Tanakama. Tanakama says that on Makdish Hasoda, everything's included. The bar, the dus, the machteshes, everything, anything that could be part of that soda is all included. Anything that's part of that soda is included. Avonim she'inu zutzarcha, everything is included because makdish be'ayin yofa makdish. That's what Tanakama says. Shimon says no. When you makdish, you only makdish a soda. That's it. But there's two things that I agree to you. The charav amurkav and sadan shikma are included. That's what it sounds like from Shimon. Now what's pshat on such a thing? But Tani Allah, and we have Brisa explaining the Mishnah that Om Rav Shimon matam. What's the reason? Hoyol v'yoinkin misadei hekdish. Since it's yoinik from soda hekdish. Which means what? When I makdish asada, I makdish asada legamri. Now, even, which sounds like the words are, even under the trees. So now, even though the chor of Ashikman, he holds like a mecher. It's like a mecher. So by a mecher, Rav Shimon holds, hekish like a mecher, by a mecher. So I retain the trees for myself. So really, the makdish retained the trees for himself. The problem is, where the trees getting yanika from? From hekdish asada. From hekdish asada. That's why those trees are hekdish. Because then yoinik from the yoinik from the sada. That's pasha. Other trees are included in sada because they're included into every sada. And it's like a mecha. That's pasha. But even these trees, which are usually not included, here will be included. Why? Because yoinik from the stei hekdesh. So now here comes the raya. V'sakadai t'chshuri shayer. But if you hold by a mecher, when I sell you a field and I keep the trees for myself, what's the halacha? We said that you let, if you allowed to replant the trees. It means you own the karka. If you own the karka, so it's not being yoinik from hekdesh's karka. So what's Rav Shimon talking about? Rav Shimon saying is that I'm makdish asada, and I keep the trees myself.
Two or more.
Huh? Nothing to do with another two. No, that's the other way. When I buy two alone. No. When I retain for myself anything, retain for myself, because I don't want a tree to die. And then you leave with it. So if Rav Huna is right, that I retain a tree for myself, it's with the karka. So what's Rav Shimon saying? I was makdish asada, but the two trees I retained myself with the karka, because that's how I was by mecher. So it must be, it's a rye, not like Rav Huna. If you hold, every time I sell a karka, and I keep the trees, I'm a shy the karka for myself. So what's the problem with hekdesh? It is being yoinik from me, not from you, not from hekdesh. So there's a kasha Rav Huna. So Gemara says, no, it's not a kasha. Why? Because we got Rav Huna wrong. We decided a pshat Rav Huna, and then we had a kasha. But Gemara says, no. Rav Shimon Domek Rav Akiva. Rav Shimon holds meicher ba'ayin yofa meicher, which means he holds like Rabbi Akiva. And he holds hekish like meicher. Now, meicher ba'ayin yofa meicher means if I sell a kark and I keep two trees myself, the halacha will be is you don't get the kark under the trees because I sold your whole kark. And that's what Rav Shimon is going on. That's why it's hektish, because you're yoinik from hektish. Rav Shimon don't give up. Rav Huna said that you're retaining karka for yourself. Rav Huna domek rabbanon. Rav Huna holds like the rabbanon. He said it's a lach like the rabbanon. So now Gemara has a kasha. Why do we say that Rav Huna speaks like Rav Huna? Because it's a chiddush. If it's like the rabbanon, so what was the chiddush? If I sell you a karka to keep two trees myself, I get the karka under the trees. Of course, that's obvious. We always hold malchim bayin ram malchim. So of course, just like I retain a derech myself to my bar, I retain the land under the trees. What's the chiddush? Rav Huna namar karbanos. Mercy is a karbanam pshita. What will be the chiddush Rav Huna? Nafka mina di naflo hadashasulu. Because you would think maybe that is retaining karka for himself means that while the trees are up, I could use the land around it to go collect my payers, to harvest my payers, so on and so forth. But who said after it dies that much that I really retain the karka? Kamash lo Rav Huna, yeah. Even after it dies, I can replant it, I'm retaining the right in the karka. That's the chiddush of Rav Huna. So it comes that right now in the Gemara, we're going to change eventually in Daf Ayin Beis. Right now the Gemara said Rav Huna is only the Rabbanon. Rav Huna is only the Rabbanon. And according to Rav Akiva, when I sell a karka and I retain two trees for myself, I get no karka. And I get no karka by a meicher. And therefore, by a hekdesh also, fear of Shimon, it would also be hektish those trees. Why? Because I'm yoinik from hektish thing. Because I was makdish to karka. I left the trees myself. But lemaisa, so yoinik from hektish. And the halacha is gedule hektish is hektish, and therefore since gedule hektish, those are hektish also. So therefore, that's pshat in Rav Shimon. So going now pshat in Rav Shimon is because he holds like Rabbi Akiva, and Rav Huna says halacha that you get karka for yourself. If you retain the trees yourself, you get the karka on it. That's going to the Rabbanah. That's going to the Rabbanon. So Rav Huna said halacha. And it's not shver, because Rav Shimon is like Rav Akiva, and Rav Huna is like the Rabbanon, and everything right now is very good in Rav Huna's shita.